It's time for Trendspotting Thursdays. Always excited to chat to our friends from Have You Heard that help us figure out exactly how the world is changing in terms of the mega trends shifting the way we live our lives and the way we do business. Kirsty Bissett never rests. The last thing I saw was that she was on vacation. But no, she's right here to talk to us about sustainable diamonds.
The lines are always open.
Call Refilwe and join the conversation
on 021-446-0567.
No rest for the Bissett. Good morning, Kirsty. How are you doing?
I might be doing this like watching the crystal blue Indian Ocean and hoping that the signal holds up. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Extraordinarily jealous. If there's a palm tree near you, just shush. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, you're the managing director of Have You Heard, just in case I missed that. Let's talk today about sustainable diamonds on today's Trendspotting Thursday. What are those exactly?
This trend is so exciting. We're kind of going from a girl's best friend to the environment's best friend. So if we go back to kind of traditional diamonds, we're looking on average for every 1 carat that's mined, there's up to like 200,000 kilos of earth moved, almost 500 liters of fresh water used, billions of liters of water contaminated. It's been quite a wasteful and environmentally unfriendly market up until now. But when we talk about sustainable diamonds, there are kind of three kinds that we're looking at. There's recycled diamonds, which are exactly what they say. They're reused, they're recut, and then they're reset and unsold. So kind of like your secondhand clothing market. Then we have carbon negative diamonds, which means that they actually remove carbon from the atmosphere and convert it into diamonds. But the third kind that's really exciting me, and that's probably the biggest growing market in the sustainable diamond space, is lab-grown diamonds. Right. So lab-grown diamonds are real diamonds, believe it or not, that have been grown in a lab. So they're essentially taking this millions years long process of heat and pressure used in traditional diamond making and making it happen in a lab. And what's so fascinating is that chemically, physically, visually, they are identical to the diamonds that we know. They are diamonds. They're not synthetic diamonds. They're not fake diamonds. They're not machine-made diamonds. They're real.
Help me understand here, Kirsty, because so at the end of the day, what you're saying is one way or another, we're getting carbon, just not ripping it out of the earth. We're getting pressurized carbon.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Except like the carbon is now taken into a lab and it's grown there. So the pros here with these lab-grown diamonds is that it is kind of more of a conscious effort to purchase something that's more environmentally friendly. I'm not saying they're perfect by any stretch. You know, even if we completely obliterated the traditional diamond mining industry and replaced it with lab-grown, you know, there's still issues there. The factory's still going to emit fossil fuels and it's made out of carbon, etc. What's great about these lab-grown diamonds as well is that they're 25 to 40% cheaper than your traditionally mined diamonds. So if you're on a budget but still want, you know, a beautiful piece of jewelry, you're looking at a far more affordable way of getting it. And they're also actually a lot more clear than traditional diamonds. So the clarity of your lab-grown diamonds is excellent. So you're able to get kind of a bigger, brighter stone at a more affordable rate.
And just for the diamond snobs, Kirsty, part of the idea of being able to get, part of the idea of being able to get a VVS or to be able to get a VS or a flawless diamond is how hard it is to get one of greater clarity. If it becomes easy to get one of greater clarity through the processes of design and manufacture, doesn't that undermine the value a little bit?
I mean, let's be fair, the diamond market is the greatest marketing ploy of all time, right?
It is.
Since the 1940s.
and a monopolistic pricing model.
De Beers has sold us exactly. So it's kind of like that halo effect. You know, we attach a value to something because we're told that it is valuable. And the thing is, it's going to be a mindset change because the lab-grown diamonds and, I'd say in inverted commas, natural diamonds are identical. They're made from carbon. They are diamonds. And, you know, it's just kind of moving that mindset away from, oh, because it didn't come out of the ground, then it's not a real diamond.
Let's talk about some of the great things about this, right? So as I think you must have touched on conflict diamonds, we no longer have to have blood diamonds, conflict diamonds, potentially yeah. a black market running across the world, which is possibly linked to arms trade and other issues. Mm. As you say, cheaper and, of course, the environment's friend. And how much of the market would you say is currently being supplied by this side of the manufacturing pool?
It's tiny still. There are a couple of bigger companies in the US and the UK that are growing quite sizably, but I wouldn't say the market is more than 5 or 7% of the total diamond market, which means it's a fantastic opportunity. I was actually chatting to a local female entrepreneur based in KZN about 2 weeks ago who own lab-grown diamond company. And she was telling me how much it's growing, how much interest there is in her product. And she was showing me some of the prices as well. You know, she sells naturally mined diamonds too. And she kind of gives you an option going, okay, this is how much, you know, your natural mined earrings are going to cost, and this is the lab-grown one. And there's absolutely no difference between them. So I love the opportunity that exists for smaller businesses to grow in this market, you know, and really create fantastic opportunities on the employment side, from manufacturing to resale. And I also see a huge opportunity in regulation, because currently it's a little bit of a wild, wild west.
Yes, and entirely run by De Beers,
So we need more kind of regulation to come in, more regulatory agencies who know how to deal with this, how to kind of put a stamp of approval on it, and kind of get rid of the misinformation and scams that are out there.
Mm. This is fantastic. Really exciting, and hopefully more accessible to more people. Particularly those who might be expecting to propose soon. 3 months' salary is apparently the standard, and that's just crazy.
We're down to 1 month now.
Oh, are we? Okay, great. All right. Kirsty, thank you so much for this incredible insight into sustainable diamonds. I suspect I can hear waves in the background. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, and thank you for taking some early timeouts for us. Managing Director at Have You Heard, helping us with Trend Spotting Thursdays, figuring out the mega trends that are changing the way that we do business and the way we live our lives.